You got Rick, you got Patty, 610, welcome to it, welcome to your Monday. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. Of course, it's going to be a warm one, triple digits again. So
it feels humid.
It is very humid, and there's even a heat advisory still in effect for you.
Yes.
Low tonight should be about 65, right now 66 as you get up and get going. Welcome to your Monday. A lot of people recovering this morning from the Benton Franklin Fair and Rodeo.
Right on.
Man, what a great time everybody had over the weekend. It was amazing.
I know.
I was loving the Facebook photos and everybody having a great time. Everybody loves Smash Mouth and Sir Mix-a-Lot. Saw that. Everybody loved Winona, Jake Owen. Daughtry was so good.
It was a great fair, wouldn't you say?
It was a great, great fair. A lot of people had a great time. And again, people are this morning recovering, basically. Mm-hmm. So for a lot of folks.
Three more days.
Well, for the volunteers and the fair board and all that, man, that's their Super Bowl. And they did a great job like always. So looking forward to next year. It's really, they do a great job. Now, on the horizon, we got the rodeo coming up this weekend in Walla Walla.
Yes.
We'll give away some tickets at 7:20. So getting your day started, grab that Red Bull, grab that cup of coffee. Let's get going. Let's get your Monday going. You got Rick and Patty, 102.7 KORD.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning on number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.
Love somebody, number one for New Country. It's 102.7 KORD. You got Rick, you got Patty. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. Appreciate you on your Monday. All right, Facebook fun to get the day started. Here you go. What theater movie did you fall asleep during? So you've gone to the movie theater. This is not at home. This is the movie theater. And what movie?
I can't remember.
So many years ago, my son and I went to see one of the Pirates of the Caribbean movie with Johnny Depp. And I don't know why, but
You fell asleep?
Oh, yeah. It was one. I enjoyed the very first couple movies of that franchise.
Yeah.
But then it got to the point where it's like 3 hours. I'm like, okay, I don't need Johnny Depp. Yeah, I like Johnny Depp. I don't need him that much.
I know.
And so I fell asleep during one of the Pirates. And I want to say I fell asleep during one of the Lords of the Ring stuff, because that is easy to fall asleep. Lords of the Ring, I think one of them. Yeah.
Is it wrong that I fell asleep at Shania Twain?
Oh, you know, I don't know. Yeah.
I was so
That's during a live concert.
Well, it was a long day. And it was stuff that I... You know, it was when she kicked off her concert.
Right.
She did it in Spokane, and she wasn't singing all her hits. And the ones that I did go to see, they were like a minute long. You know what?
Right.
She has so many. It was a medley. So she was doing her new stuff.
But, oh, yeah. I know. And then she had to reverse course on that. And just do a hits show because people were like, bad reviews, and she had to turn her and go,
okay. I mean, I'll say this. I wasn't the only one. There was a 10-year-old girl right next to me.
Falling asleep, too?
Yeah.
So this is going to be a fun one for you. Sierra says, we watched Minions for the second time. I passed out, woke up at the very end. That's funny. So what theater movie did you fall asleep during?
They're funny.
Yeah, if it's super long.
If
it's 3 hours, I'm like, okay, I'm going to take a nap because it's just too darn long. So let's have some fun with you guys on this one. What theater movie did you fall asleep during? We're curious. Share your comments on the way. And that is our Facebook fun. You got Rick and Patty.
We love to hear from you. And it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message. Or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.
KORD, Rick and Patty with you. Heat warning in effect, 65 degrees for you. And time to dig into some of these Nashville headlines.
Haley Witters is expecting her first child, Rick. She and her husband, Jake, announced her pregnancy on social media yesterday. They shared maternity photos that were taken in a cornfield. They shared some details about their baby. In the caption, they revealed that they are having a boy and that the due date is in November. Haley and Jake tied the knot in 2022. Meanwhile, Lainey Wilson, how about this? She is working on a new album. Lainey was asked if she's already working on some new music following the release of her deluxe album, Whirlwind, to which she replied, always. Always, I'm already working on the next record. While she didn't reveal any specific details about the album's timeline, she did say it's hopefully around the corner. She also revealed that she likes to think ahead and is already asking herself what 2027 will look like for her career. Lainey's latest album, the deluxe version of Whirlwind, was released on August 22nd. John Party talking about his song, Friday Night Heartbreaker.
Friday Night Heartbreaker, the song, is a very cool song. It's something that caught my ear when I first heard it. I love the, you know, I call it like the hot girl warning. The heartbreaker, the stay away from this girl, even though you're probably going to try to talk to her. It's kind of a fun song. I feel like girls really like that kind of stuff. And it's kind of spooky sounding, rock and roll country.
And we like you, John Party, right? Hey, finally, the Country Music Hall of Fame and Museum, Rick, is celebrating the centennial anniversary of the Grand Ole Opry in a new exhibition. It's called The Grandest Stage, the Opry at 100, and examining notable performers and key moments in the history of the show. The exhibit is included with museum admission that opens September 18th, running through March of next year. So this is an excuse to get out and visit. It will include historic instruments, clothing, photographs, video clips, and other artifacts. A panel discussion set for September 18th. For the opening of that exhibition of the Grand Ole Opry. Those are your trending headlines.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 1027 KORD.
Warm here in the Tri-Cities. Definitely in the afternoon, mid-afternoon there. So a little warm for you today and got that heat advisory in effect. Just stay hydrated with lots of water. On the way, we've got an 83-year-old grandmother who wants to get a dog, but the family are kind of sort of against it. So we'll talk about that coming up in just a little bit. I do recall many years ago that Betty White had this wonderful golden retriever that she loved. Yeah. And sadly, the golden retriever passed away. And then Betty said that she was not going to get another dog just by the fact that she did not want to.
I get it.
She did not want, and pass away before the dog did. So at least her golden retriever passed away. She was still alive.
Yes.
And she was probably in her early 90s.
You don't want to leave a dog.
Right, exactly. Because, well, and if you didn't know anything about Betty White, she was a massive animal. Like, that was where her fortune went to animals, basically. So that's where she left a lot of
her
money.
Bless her heart.
Yeah, so she was an animal lover. And so she did not want to the dog to outlive her. So we'll talk about that coming up here in just a little bit. Meanwhile, if you got the KORD mobile app, pop that bad boy open. We've got tickets for Cole Swindell up there for you. Also, Eric Church. And they're cracking down on those phones. And take my poll in schools. A bunch of schools are basically putting a bunch of cell phone regulations, smartphone regulations.
I like that.
Yeah. And so I've got a listing of
some
of this.
Put the phones away.
Prosser sent out. It's funny. My son Kyron went to Prosser. And so I'm still on that list, even though he's graduated. And they sent me out a thing saying, here's the cell phone policy. Here's the smartphone policy. So I thought I'd write about it. And then I'd take a poll. Because
better know what's going on.
Well, some parents are up in arms because they're like, well, my kid needs the phone.
I have got to be in contact with my kid.
24/7. But you and I, when we were kids,
we didn't even have phones.
No, they would just come to the room and go, Patty, there's a phone call for you.
Uh-huh. In the office.
Yeah, they'd come.
Go to the office. Your mom's on the phone.
Yeah, exactly. And then you knew something was going on. Also, items that are banned. I know that we just wrapped up the Benton Franklin Fair and Rodeo, but guess what's around the corner? The Washington State Fair, and they're banning some items, too.
There are a lot of items. Know before you go.
All right. Got the complete guide posted for you there?
It's there.
All right. Go check it out. All those articles and more posted for you right now on the station mobile app.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning on number one for New Country, 1027 KORD.
McCreary, Hootie the Blowfish, Bottle Rocket, so good at Legends Casino. Everybody's still talking about that show. Just amazing time.
I know.
And Patty's a little bummed out. She didn't get to go. She decided not to go to that one. And now you're bumming about it.
He's Scotty McCreary. Are you kidding me?
He's Scotty. Exactly.
Man.
And I was, again, seeing all the photos and the videos from the night at Legends. It was pretty darn awesome to see that. You know, Tracy Lawrence is coming around the corner.
I've heard some things.
So we'll give you a chance to win some Tracy Lawrence tickets for Legends Casino coming up in just a little bit for you. All right. Time for another edition of Other People's Problems going on here. Deb, down there in Walla Walla's got a situation going on here.
Rick and Patty, we had a family get-together on Saturday night. It descended into chaos. My 83-year-old mom wants to get a dog. She lives on her own, and she wants the dog for companionship. So half the family is in favor, saying it's a great idea, while the other half is totally against it, saying she's just too old to care for a dog on her own. They're also worried about her walking the dog and pulling away from her and possibly falling. Now, the hard feelings continued yesterday in a group text. So here's the question. Do we get her the dog or not? Debbie and Walla Walla.
Well, you know what? 83 is the new, what, 53, I guess? I mean, we don't know. Okay, are you a frail 83 or are you bouncing off the wall 83? There's different variations.
It depends. Yeah, yeah, I mean, you have to go with, like, what's your quality of life?
Exactly, exactly. Know? My great-grandfather, who I'm named after, lived till 95 and had all of his faculties literally until he passed away. And lived on his own and was not in assisted living and all that, and was out there painting the house at 95 years old. So I think it all depends on the physicality of that person for, and the mental capability of that person too.
Yeah.
I know when your mom had gotten...
My mom was in assisted living and she had a cat.
They eventually came and got the cat, right?
We had to find a home for the kitty cat. But, well, that cat would get out and he'd be wandering the halls, and you know, Joanne, here's your kitty cat.
So I think you've been through this yourself. So what do you think on this particular situation?
Well, it you're exactly right. It depends on, you know, the mental capabilities and whatnot, and if you're able to physically care. I mean, you can't forget to feed your cat or dog.
Right.
You know what I mean? Right. And that's a very real deal.
I know a friend of mine, he had a cat named Misty or whatever, and he couldn't find the cat for days and days and I've talked about Ashley on the show a little bit. He has some...
Yes.
He has some mental stuff, right? Well, poor Misty had gotten locked in his car for 2 days, and he didn't know where Misty was.
Misty okay?
Misty was fine.
Well, thank goodness.
But Misty was starving.
Yeah.
2 days in the car.
Yeah.
And so things like this. So I think it all depends on mental capability, physical capability.
Right, and, you know, thank goodness my mom, because it was assisted living, I mean, you know, if she forgot to feed Oscar...
Right.
There were others there.
Right, mm-hmm. Exactly. So these are things you got to take into consideration. Mm-hmm. 83, but again, 83 is not, I mean, it's old, but it's not as old as it used to be. 83-year-old is totally different these days.
And I can just tell you this, that when I was walking DJ one day, there was like a 10-year-old kid and the dog pulled him. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, I mean.
It just depends. Yeah, I can pull a 10-year-old, can pull an 83-year-old. So. All right, guys, tossing this out to you. I already got some comments on Facebook, 547-KORD. App chat is what you do in this situation. Debbie, hey, we'll do our best to solve this for you. So chime on in. Should they be able to get the dog or not? We want to know. Rick and Patty, Other People's Problems this morning, brought to you by Cliff Septic. It's number one in the number two business.
Yes.
And Rick and Patty, KORD.
We love to hear from you, and it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message. Or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for new country, 1027-KORD.
Uzi and bar song for you, 719. You got Rick, you got Patty. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. This weekend, Walla Walla, getting excited. The rodeo is coming, right, Patty?
Absolutely, and we've got tickets to several of the days.
All right, so these are going to be specific, so we're going to give some away, but they're going to be on the day that we give them to you. Okay?
But here's the scoop. Do you want to go to the rodeo or the demo derby?
Okay, so you can...
So
We'll give you your selection if you want.
Okay.
So what's the demo derby?
So we've got the demo derby on the 28th. We've got the PRCA rodeo on Friday, the 29th. Also tickets for the 31st.
All right. So we'll give you a shot at this here. 547-KORD. Take some calls here and...
choose your day. Choose your poison.
Yeah,
pick your poison,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, pick your poison. Which one do you want there? What color do you want to take here?
You want to go for lucky 7?
All right.
Like we always do.
Lucky caller 7, 547-5673, 547-KORD, caller 7. You get your pick of tickets today for Walla Walla. Very cool. 1027-KORD.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for new country, 1027-KORD.
734, you got Rick, you got Patty. Well, a brand new survey, top 10 first date locations women refuse to go to in 2025. Now, looking down this list, and I'm okay with a lot of this.
What?
These are places apparently women do not want to go in 2025. So we'll go down the list here. Number 10 is Wingstop. Number 9, Buffalo Wild Wings. Number 8 is any fast food chain.
Uh-oh.
7, Your House. 6, Movies. 5, Olive Garden, shockingly for Patty. 4, Chipotle. 3, Chili's. 2, Applebee's. And the number one place women do not want to go to in 2025, first date, it's going to be the Cheesecake Factory.
You know what? I'm sorry, but if I was on a first date, I'd go to any of those places.
Well, that's
it. I don't. Who did they?
I know. It's interesting. What frustrates me?
I like all these places.
My wife. What interests me about fun, or the funny thing about my wife is, like, she sent me a text on Saturday. Goes, hey, want to go to dinner? You know, mm-hmm. I'm saying, yeah. Where'd she want to go?
None of them.
Well,
none of those.
She absolutely, when we go out to dinner, refuses to go to a fast food restaurant.
No.
She won't. But guess who's paying the bill?
So
it cost me $80 on Saturday night just to take my wife.
Where did you go?
I'm not going to say where I went.
Okay.
But I mean, it has escalated in price. It's a tap house that we went to here. But the crazy thing is, fast food is now $20+.
Oh, I know.
If you want to go to a sit down, that's at least, I mean, you might as well go to sit down now because it's $30, $40, $50. And then if you're going somewhere nice, you're going to be paying upwards of $100.
Sure.
Just to have dinner. So it's like, if I didn't have to go out to dinner, I wouldn't go out to dinner at those prices. I'm sorry. So any of these, for me, the interesting thing is I did go to Cheesecake Factory. I've been to Cheesecake.
We don't even have a Chili's here.
No, but Cheesecake Factory, I've been one time, and the menu is so, like, how many pages of menu do you need?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like 10 pages of menu. So Gordon Ramsay would be like, get rid of 80% of the menu. No wonder why you're going down. You know, so something easy to read through. Applebee's is pretty good. I mean, Chipotle, I think these are all good.
You know how I feel about Olive Garden. I love it.
Yeah, these were all decent. At least, I don't think I've ever taken a first date anywhere that wasn't not fast. I didn't go fast food.
I get the wing thing. I understand
that's
that.
That's kind of a dude thing. I always think wings are kind of a dude thing.
I don't know. Buffalo, listen.
It's messy. I think that's the thing. It's a messy thing. Situation. Or could be a messy situation there. So I'm just saying on that.
I know a lot of people like to go to, like, B-dubs because, you know, they have TVs and, you know, sports.
Well,
I do consider it a dude hangout. But
I think it depends on the person.
But if you're into your team, I get it.
Right.
Totally
I know my first date for Megan was R.F. McDougal's back in the day. So
sure.
And then I did have a first date at the Ben 20 over here at the Pasco Red Lion.
Yeah.
So that was a first date for me many years ago.
I think a first date, like, if you want to get away from these fast food places or whatever, like Proof would be a great place.
Oh, that's a great, I love Proof.
Yes,
Proof's it.
You know,
one of the, but it's still going to be costly.
Yeah,
I mean, it's
totally.
a great place to go, but it's going to be costly. So worst first date location you've been taken to. We'll take some calls here. 547-KORD, 547-5673. So can you recall the worst place you've been taken?
Well, I noticed, I mean, can you rank your fast food? I don't see, you know, the Golden Arches on here at all, or even Burger King.
I can't relate to any of these because even when I took people out on first dates, we never went to Mickey D's or any of that.
Well,
So, all right, we'll take some calls. First date location worst. What was the worst one you got? Calls on the way. You got Rick and Patty.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning on number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.
Over Cole Swindell, she had me at Heads Carolina, got Rick, you got Patty, that's going to be so good. You can win some tickets right now on our station mobile app, and then we'll have some physical tickets to give away coming up very soon to see
Cole.
It's
the Happy Hour Sad Tour.
It's going to be awesome, and we're super excited. Coming to Kennewick, coming to the Toyota Center, this is going to be amazing, and we'd love to get you there, and we could do one way we can get you there is right there on the KORD mobile app right now. Bad first date location. So a brand new survey says the Cheesecake Factory, even though I think what?
Can you believe
it? Portland is the closest one I think we have.
I don't know.
But Olive Garden did not rank high either. It was fifth in terms of where people don't want to go to the first date in 2020.
Can you believe Applebee's is number two on the list?
I don't know. Applebee's used to be a pretty standard, pretty good place to go.
I know.
So we've been talking. Here you go. Having some fun with you. 547-KORD, 547-5673. Worst first date locations, and he took you mattress shopping.
Yeah, so my worst first date ever was with this guy who was honestly kind of cute, but he turned out to be a total dope. Like, I met him on Hinge. We talked about doing mini golf or maybe dinner, and I basically told him to surprise me. Like, I'm not usually picky with dates or anything, but this dude thought it would be a good idea to bring me along to go mattress shopping with him. Like, he drives us to this mattress store, and I honestly thought he was joking, but he was dead serious and goes, yeah, I need a new bed and thought it'd be fun if we tested them out together.
Oh.
Like, I don't know if that was his idea of romance or whatever, but I was totally weirded out.
Yeah, absolutely.
I would be too.
I mean, I mean,
that's...
But did you get yourself in trouble when you said surprise me? So again, it's like my wife, it's so funny, can't decide where she wants to eat or whatever. So it's like, it's one of those things where I don't like suggesting anything to my wife because it's like, no. Anybody who's married.
It's true. It's wherever she wants to go.
Right, exactly. Where do you want to go? But, well, I don't know. And then, but you
and
do know. But,
she has in her, she
right.
knows.
But if I throw stuff out there, nope. So, yeah, but when you say surprise me, well, you get kind of sort of what you got on that one. 547-KORD, 547-5673. And you went to this hidden gym, apparently, right?
So the worst first date I ever went on started out pretty promising.
Okay.
Like, he picks me up, he's dressed nice, smells good, the whole deal.
Yeah.
And he tells me he's taking me to this hidden gem that nobody knows about. So, like, I'm getting excited. I'm feeling some kind of vibe, thinking maybe some cool diner or a trendy hole in the wall.
Right.
I'm even texting my friend, like, okay, this one might actually be a keeper. And we get to this place that was so beat up. Like, I can only describe it as like some kind of gas station. And he took me there because they had this particular kind of hot dogs that he really liked.
Oh my gosh. Really? So a gas station. Okay.
Gas station
there you
hot
go.
Dog.
I will say in Yakima, there's a couple good, there's a stop and go, and there's a gas station that used to have a really great breakfast. I can't think of it top of my head. I think it was called the Log Cabin or something like that on some of you down in Yakima. But it was good back in the day. So
I like that one that was on 395. It was called Jake's.
Okay.
And we went there for breakfast. But I don't know if I'd take a date there.
Take a date there.
Jeff and I went and had breakfast once.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
A couple of times. It was that good.
Yeah. So there are those hidden gems out there. I know that Megan and I went to the Walla Walla Steak Company. That was a $200 bill walking into there. But the service was impeccable. I will give it to him.
And the food was fantastic.
The food was great. But that gal who served us was amazing. She deserved every bit of her tip. And, yeah, that was a $200. I think that's the best
service.
I want to say Walla Walla Steak Company was the most expensive meal I think I've ever eaten in my entire life. It was our anniversary. Thank goodness it was our anniversary. So let's take some more calls. This worst first date location. What do you got for us? More calls on the way. You got Rick and Patty.
We love to hear from you, and it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message, or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for new country, 1027-KORD.
First way, number one for new country. It's 1027-KORD. You got Rick, you got Patty, your morning commute. Sunshine for you, 67. Well, I don't know. It says partly sunny, but I guess the clouds
I'm seeing some clouds, man.
Seeing some clouds.
I don't know
like,
what you're seeing.
Yeah,
but...
I'm covering up a little bit there for you. But 67, it says partly sunny, I guess. All right. You know, I got to say, Patty's looking amazing. Thanks to our friends at Tri-Cities Weight Loss. I had somebody who had not seen me in a while who said, man, you look great, Rick. And
you do.
I had lost 20 pounds, and you're close to 40.
I'm close to 40.
That's amazing.
I'm close to 40. We'll find out today when I weigh in.
Isn't it amazing? Don't you feel great?
The clothes are fitting so much better.
Yeah.
Like, I'm having to donate some of them. I'm finding that I'm getting to get rid of these bigger ones because I don't want to be in those. You know what I mean?
Right.
I want to get smaller.
Well,
and I'm getting there.
And it was interesting. Over the weekend, I decided to make an angel food cake with a little strawberry topping and whipped cream. And my wife came home from the gym and she goes, oh, you know, you seem to have developed quite the sweet tooth. Well, one thing about it is I've always had a sweet tooth, right?
Okay.
The one thing about Tri-Cities weight loss is portion control that you realize, you know, that and you follow that. And I haven't gained a pound. You already know this. I haven't gained a pound.
No.
And I've been in maintenance for months. And I can have a little bit of cake and have no issue.
There's nothing you really can't have.
This reprograms you to where you're not taking a heap and helping of something. You are having you can have a peanut butter cup or whatever.
But you find that you make healthier choices?
You do.
And you get right back on. Or, you know, you might increase your water or have another vegetable or what have you.
Exactly. Because your body.
You make alterations.
You do. No prepackaged meals, no surgery, no drugs, no injections, no exercise, no calories, and you maintain the weight afterwards. And I think that's the biggest thing, because my wife, when we talked about going on this diet, she goes, you're not going to maintain it. You're not going to maintain it.
Look at you go.
Well, of course.
Yes, I am.
I maintain it. Even by adding in, you know, desserts and different things back into my diet. Mm-hmm. But again, you're doing it smart. And that's one thing that Tri-Cities Weight Loss teaches you. Is how to do it smart.
That's right. If you want to lose 20 to 30 pounds in a month or two like Rick and I have done.
40 for Patty.
Well, I'm getting there. You need to call Tri-Cities Weight Loss at 509-410-0670. Tell them Rick and Patty told you to call. You can check them out online. It's tricitiesweightloss.com.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.
We're looking at triple digits today, so stay hydrated, because it's going to be another warm one here in the Tri-Cities. So be aware of that. All right, got a situation going on here. We'll see what people are saying about this. What's going on with Debbie and Walla Walla?
So Debbie says, Rick and Patty, we had a family get-together on Saturday night, and it went into chaos. My 83-year-old mom wants to get a dog. She lives on her own, and she wants a dog for companionship. So half the family says, yes, great idea. But the other half says, are you crazy? She's too old to care for a dog on her own. They're worried about her walking the dog, and it might pull away from her and possibly could lead to a fall. So the hard feelings continued yesterday in a group text. So do we get mom a dog or not? Debbie in Walla Walla.
A lot of great advice you guys got going on right now. Other people's problems. What are people saying here?
She's 83. She's an adult. She can make decisions for herself. If she wants a dog, she should get the dog. And tell all of you to worry about yourself.
I like what Shelly says. Take her to adopt a senior dog. One that already has been calmed down, house trained, and has manners. She's an adult. She doesn't need anyone's permission to have a dog. And that's from Shelly.
Tina says, get her the dog. Why is this even a question? And Mary says, depends. Can she care for a small dog on her own? If so, do it. Little and big dogs are great companions, and it would be good for her to have one to keep her company and active.
Lacey says, depends on her. How's her health? Is she likely to pass away sooner rather than later? Is she extremely fragile or still capable of caring for herself? She could live another 20 years, and if that's the case, and not constantly in and out of the hospital with health issues, I say get the dog. But if she does have health issues, don't do it. And that's from Lacey.
Did you check out Carol? Not to be mean or anything, but who's going to take care of the dog after she passes away? That's the real problem. She says lots of elderly people get dogs, and then no one cares for them when Aunt Edna passes away. I hope your family would, but that's not always the case.
I like what Kathy says. There's always senior dogs that need a good home. Check out the local animal shelter. Corey says, well, my dad is 89. He has a boxer. She's his best friend, especially since mom passed away.
Kimberly says, yes, get a dog. And Wanda says, get her a dog.
Blair says, for Pete's sakes, how many years does she have left? Let her have the dog.
Yeah.
Why withhold something that could give her so much? And that's from Blair.
Danny says, my mom would be so much more lonely if she didn't have her dog, especially since my stepdad passed. I live so far away, and I can visit like 1 to 2 times a year. Other siblings that live closer pop in once in a while and spend holidays with her. But if it wasn't for her dog, she'd be so sad.
I like what Cotty says. Get the damn dog. At her age, she deserves everything she wants. You know, so
It's settled.
Yeah, exactly.
Get her the dog.
If she's, and I like what Kevin says, is she an adult of sound mind with her own money at home? If so, she doesn't need your permission. So there are people who have left fortunes to dogs.
Well, if you're curious about you know what? That. So I think it was, I do understand. Yeah, what happens when she passes away? Where does the dog go?
Right.
You know, hopefully one of you will take the dog.
It depends.
She's 83. She's got some time.
And I like what people are saying a lot, and there are a lot of senior dogs.
Yes.
In the animal shelter, Tri-Cities Animal Shelter, Pet Overpopulation Prevention, Benton Franklin Humane Society, Walla Walla, Blue Mountain. There are so many great dogs that are seniors that need to be adopted. And so, you know, it does not have to be a puppy that's going to be a lot of work for your mom.
Listen, how long was it? I kept saying, you know, before I got DJ, right?
Yeah.
And, you know.
Yeah, you kept saying you wanted a dog, and he showed up.
Get her a dog.
Yeah.
Get her the dog.
Exactly. And she'll...
Now I'm like, why didn't I get a dog right? Yeah, I mean, why didn't I? Yeah,
you waited and waited. Take some of that loneliness away. So, all right. What do you guys think? 547-KORD. App chat is what you do in the situation. We want to know. Rick and Patty, KORD.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning on number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.